this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomala Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, reindeer, elves, Krampuses, any other mammals. I think Krampuses are mammals. They must be. Anyways, also no doves, no geese, no penguins or any other birds, no frogs, no fish, no snakes, no slugs, no geckos. All iguana want for Christmas is the extermination of every gecko on the planet. Well, it's not all iguana wants, but you know what I mean. It's a start. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomala Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Festive. You want to know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer? If not, you are a loser, and shame on you. Sin ain't bringing you nothing this year. You can catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com, I guess. So, no show last week. It's all Georgie's fault. You see, along the driveway side of the property, the line we share with the churchman's place, the back half has a fence, you know, between the gardens. I like to climb and get in and raid the goodies that Mrs. Churchman plants. But the front has, you know, the fence plus this tree hedge thing on Georgie's side. Now, you'd think iguana would be happy about there being trees, but no. Georgie has some stupid, scratchy cypress or cedar trees or whatever, and they suck. Now, Iguana told her to chop that shit down and replace it with some nice cherry trees, not the ornamental ones. I mean, the kind that have nice, big, fat, juicy, sweet cherries, not the tart kind, the good kind. But no, the trees were here when I bought the place, Zomo. I'm not going to chop them down just because you don't like them, Zomo. Well, Iggy told her them cedar cypress things were no damn good. And last weekend, Iggy was proven right. They killed the power line to the house. Them scratchy cedar branch things rubbed off the plastic wire insulation. The power line sparked, boom, and there was a little fire in the trees, and there were sparks cascading down, and it broke, so then we had no juice to the house, and I mentioned the sparks coming down, and it was -8. Because the chimpette is pissed off the weather gods, but anyways, point is we had no heat or basking lights or nothing. And the hydro guy says to Georgie that Georgie had to get the trees trimmed before he'd hook our power back up. God damn it. Yeah, I told you them trees was no good. Anyway, right away, Iguana texted Mr. Heidel to come rescue me and Hoppy. Georgie could rot in the freezing cold. I don't care. It's her fault. Anyways, Mr. Heidel decided it was certainly too cold to come walk. So, you know, even though he's around the corner, obviously, he came in his Mercedes. Yeah, because, you know, it's too cold to walk with us around the corner. And he bundled us up in blankets, you know, for me, and a bucket of warm water for Hoppy, and put us in the car. Well, first he grabbed one of my basking lights and my heating pads, plus my cell phone and charger. Anyways, then we drove back around the corner to his place to keep warm and spy on Georgie's progress through the kitchen window. Which wasn't very much, actually, because Georgie locked the house up and then left. Texting her, apparently she went to her brother's place to try to find a 24-hour emergency tree trimming company willing to come out on a Saturday night when it's -8. Now, I mentioned the part where I told her she should have chopped these awful trees down and replaced them with good trees, right? Yeah, exactly. That wouldn't have been on a Saturday night when it was -8. Just saying. Anyways, you know, she also neglected, aside from saying, I went to my brother's place. You know, aside from that, she didn't respond to any of Iguana's text message heckling or Facebook harassing. Anyway, so me and Hoppy stayed the night at Mr. Heidel's. We had the place to ourselves after 7 p.m. because it was a Saturday and he went to work, you know.
Gotta go pour Jaeger bombs for bar sluts. At least some of the drunk whores tip well.
Anyways, it kind of didn't matter because, you know, of course, 7 p.m. is kind of bedtime. Gotta go Get Iguana's beauty sleep, otherwise you start turning into a chimp if you don't get enough. You know, less than 13 hours a day or night, plus your naps, and yeah, you start sprouting hair on the top of your head. Anyways, so when we got up in the morning, at least when Iggy got up in the morning, I don't know where Hoppy was, but Hoppy was just in the bathroom downstairs, I guess, in the tub. Anyways, Iggy got up, looked out the window. Them goddamn cedar cypress trees were still there. God damn it. Anyways, at least Mr. Heidel left some blueberry pie on the counter for Iggy's breakfast. That was good. Somebody understands that the vet's psycho restrictive treat rations are a bunch of bullshit. Anyways, somewhere around noon, Mr. Hyde, and there's still the trees still visible, nothing being done about them, and clearly no power to home. Anyways, somewhere around noon, Mr. Heidel came down into the kitchen in his boxers and made himself some cereal. Well, made and poured out of the box and poured some milk on it. And he says to him, Mr. Heidel, that lazy chimp at Georgie still ain't cut the trees down.
She ain't gonna get anyone to come out and chop until at least Monday.
But the house is gonna be all frozen.
You're gonna stay here until she gets her shit fixed and heated up.
Okay, but is Iguana's TV gonna break in the cold?
Yeah, it'll defrost okay. If it doesn't, Georgie gotta buy you a new one.
Oh, well, okay. Anyways, Mr. Heidel didn't seem too interested in spying on Georgie in the trees, so he headed downstairs to watch football or some sort of sports ball, whatever. Finally, around 2 p.m., Iggy could see a big bucket truck backing into the driveway of Georgie's house and a dude with a chainsaw finally hacking off branches. So he ran downstairs going, Mr. Heidel, the tree chopper came. Come see. I gotta come see. Anyways. Going to guess it was commercial break or a halftime show or something, because he came up to watch with Iggy. Sadly, the tree chopper didn't really actually chop any trees, just branches, so he's a branch chopper. And then he drove off. Like, what the hell? The trees were still there. Iggy phoned and yelled at Georgie. She needs to chase him down and tell him to finish the job. Zama, we just had to cut some branches off so there was a slot for the power line to go through. But if you don't chop them trees down, you can't replace them with better trees. I don't want to replace them with other trees. Bitch. Anyway. Still no sign of the hydro guy, even by 7 p.m. So me and Hoppy crashed at Mr. Heidel's for a second night. You know, except he doesn't work on Sundays, so... Yeah, he was still downstairs in his underoos watching TV when Iggy went to bed curled up on the living room couch in front of the fireplace, the roaring fire in it, wrapped up in my blanket on top of my heating pad. You know, same sleeping arrangement as the previous night. Point is, that's why there was no show last week, because Georgie's trees suck and Iggy's computer was in the deep freeze, so it couldn't record nothing. Anyway. Apparently, the power came back on by 9 p.m. on Sunday, but, you know, the house didn't fully warm up until Monday morning. Serves Georgie right, having to sleep in a frozen house. If she wasn't so damn stuck up, I bet Mr. Heidel would have let her sleep on his floor or something, but tough titties for Georgie. Spend the night in the frozen house. Anyways, Iguana got to, obviously, there's no reasoning with Georgie about the tree, so Iguana's going to have to get the mayor involved to order her to do something about them trees and replace them with nice climbable trees with fruit. Anyway, point is, so we didn't go home till Monday evening. I didn't feel like doing a show all week because, you know, naturally Iguana spent all week yelling at Georgie about how traumatized Iggy was by the lack of hydro for the 2 days. Well, okay, I wasn't home, but I knew my stuff was freezing and I was looking at a frozen house. So anyways, point is, Georgie traumatized me. At least the damn snow was mostly melted by Thursday. Of course, it meant that it was raining all week. And things warmed up. All right. Yeah, 5 degrees above freezing, which is still freezing in Iguana's book. Anyway, so that was that. Yes, well, today is Chimpmas. I mean, Christmas. Or, I always call it Chimpmas. I mean, it's a holiday the chimps celebrate, right? So, anyways, Christmas today. Yeah, Iguana was pissed off this morning because there weren't any presents from Santa. Just one thing from Georgie. And you know that's never anything cool because from Georgie. We're not even opening presents till we go to Grandma's house later. Whatever, it's probably some dumb book on ethics or some such shit. Kind of crap that Georgie gets me and I never read. Mind you, I got Georgie a couple books too. Mine were actually going to be useful for her. I got her a copy of Pride and Prejudice because Iggy heard it's a story about a stuck-up broad like Georgie who finally realizes she's been a twat and has to change her ways in order to land a rich husband. In Georgie's case, it's probably too late to hope for a rich husband. She's just going to have to take what she can get. I mean, she's older than Jesus and her personality leaves a lot to be desired. But anyways, I figured she might possibly learn, you know, about her prejudice, say, about Mr. Heidel. Because as I keep telling her, he drives a Mercedes and he's very loyal to his friends like me. So Georgie really ought to give him a chance. Anyways, point is, she could have her own, instead of a Mr. Darcy, Mr. Heidel, but she got to get over her prejudice, and that's why I got her a copy of Pride and Prejudice, and she better goddamn well read it. Anyways, I also found, speaking of marriage, a big fat book of quotes about marriage on the clearance rack at HomeSense when shopping with Grandma a couple weeks back, so Georgie's getting that too. Well, that's different, because Iggy picks book gifts that are helpful, or would be if Georgie read them. Whereas Georgie picks retarded books like the time she gave me a copy of Emily Post Etiquette and expected Iggy to actually read all 750 pages of that garbage. Idiot. Anyways, it's okay. Iguana can call Georgie an idiot and still be polite because I'm sticking out my pinky finger as I do so. That's what makes it polite. Anyway, Georgie didn't see what the big deal was about Santa not bringing Iggy any presents. Oh, I got you something, Zamo. You're not Santa, chimp. Iguana don't care what you got me. For some reason, Georgie had a hair up her butt about that. Got all offended. Anyways, Iggy was all up in arms about the lack of Santa presents and wanted Georgie to, you know, take me to the mall with a jerry can of gas so Iggy could hunt down Santa and get revenge. And suddenly, as I was, you know, running around telling her, get the flamethrower, Georgie. Have a flamethrower. Make one. Anyways, technical support monkey called. I said, Georgie. I tell that chimp bitch Iggy don't want to talk to her. Santa cheated me. Zama, she wants to talk to you. Egg don't care. She says it's important. God damn it. Fine. What do you want, chimp? Merry Christmas, Zama. Fuck Christmas. Santa didn't bring me nothing. Yeah, I did. No, he didn't. Well, there's like four presents for you under my rubber plant tree thing. No, there. Oh, wait, what? Yeah, like, I think he got. Like, I think his elves got mixed up about where you live, like, since I took you to see him. So they gave Santa the wrong address or something. Anyways, there's presents here for you.
Well, what did he get me?
I don't know. They're all, like, wrapped up. What time are you guys going over to, like, Georgie's mom's place? Because I can drop them off. I'm going to my brother's, but I can drop them off on the way.
Anyways, so technical support monkey came over around 11 a.m. Iggy tore open the paper from Santa's presents. It got a drone! Not the weaponized kind Iguana asked for, but a drone nonetheless. And Iggy can always make some modifications and customizations. So close enough. And it was, you know, obviously Santa listened a little bit. Because I did say drone. I also said weaponized military grade. But anyways, I did say drone. Went out. See, he got me a nanny cam hidden in an alarm clock. Because I did say I wanted nanny cams to hide around for, you know, surveillance purposes. So somebody's getting an alarm clock. And Iguana's getting to observe them. Anyways, a small bat, a bunch of maraschino cherries wrapped in green cellophane and tied up with a ribbon. Yeah, for some reason, Georgie was pissed that Santa brought me maraschino cherries, but fuck Georgie. Santa brought me maraschino cherries. Only a few, but it's still some. And, oh, I also got a little turbocharged remote control car engine thingy that Iggy can patch into the Roomba. You know, because I did say something, I think, well, when he got mad about me asking for weapons, I just said, give me a Roomba turbocharger so he can ride the Roomba around in circles even faster. You know, I didn't expect him to actually get me that. Cause like, anyways, but the point is he did. He got me a turbocharger. I can juice up the Roomba and ride it around in circles even faster. So that's something for when there's nothing on TV. Anyways, oh, also, this was a little weird. Santa also gave Iggy a copy of some Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh whatever's book, Peace is Every Step. What? Yeah, I'm just going to put that down as to some other elf-related clerical error, because Iggy sure didn't ask for any pansy-ass hippie Buddhist book about being nice to people. Anyways. So, yeah. Not everything Iggy asked for, but it's a start and a huge improvement from previous years. And technical support monkey says, I got you something too, Zomo. Yeah, great. But, you know, it's the thought that counts, but the technical support monkey, doesn't think too good. She's kind of proven herself to have a lot of dumb thoughts that Iggy doesn't approve of, but, you know, it's Christmas. I guess I gotta be polite. So I'm like, okay. This year, though, she seems to have gotten the hang of things, as her present turned out to be a new slingshot and a few dozen steel ball bearings to use as ammo. And I was very pleasantly surprised, and I says, why, thank you, Chimpette. And then, you know, I did have a present for her, too. So, ran upstairs and brought it down for her. I had Hoppy wrap it in green paper, but, you know, Hoppy's not very good at wrapping, so it was kind of a mess. But, anyways, I presented her with the book that I gave her, and, so seemed a little confused. She looks at it and goes, the last living slut, okay. It's the story of a chimpette who got herself knocked up by a member of Guns N' Roses. So if you carefully follow the instructions in that book, you too can get knocked up by a member of your favorite band. Except don't follow all the instructions. You know, especially don't follow the part where she went and got an abortion and killed the baby, because, you know, you ain't going to get no 18 years of child support payments for a dead fetus. Oh, I'll keep that in mind. And it also says in there that Izzy Stradlin's hoe bag wears a lot of perfume. So the first thing you got to do is get a gallon of that shit and douse yourself in it like a French hooker so you smell like, well, flowers, but like a French hooker. A French hooker who sort of smells like flowers, but flowers if they smelled like a French hooker. Anyways, dude monkeys can smell available chimpettes from a long ways away, so you better make sure they can smell you. And then Georgie pipes up and goes, Zomo, that's so rude! I wasn't talking to you, Georgie. Though perhaps you could probably stand to try to smell like flowers, too. Anyway, so, technical support monkey wasn't so sure on it, but she very politely said that she would read it. And I did say to her, okay, if you're not going to try and get knocked up by a member of Guns N' Roses, I'm sure the basic principles will also help you with what's-his-face guitar dude you like so much and blah, blah, blah. But point is, first things first, get yourself a gallon of cheap floral French whore hooker floral flower hooker perfume. And anyways, so she kind of got the notion, and with the gift stuff done, technical support monkey headed off to her brother's place, and, you know, Georgie was getting, you know, Georgie, you know, it's, what time is it, guy? It must be about, I guess it's about noonish. I have to plug in my, well, actually, I'm not going to plug in my new alarm clock, because I don't need to spy on myself, but anyways, I guess it's about that time. So Georgie's downstairs getting stuff all packed up for Christmas over at Grandma's, you know, putting all the wrapped presents, including the one measly, well, whatever stupid ass book or whatever crap hole. And it's kind of a big box for a book, but I don't know. Whatever stupid thing Georgie got me wrapped in the papers, I can't tell, plus presents for Georgie's family and all that kind of crap and some cookies, but not the kind I like. Anyways, you know. Georgie's packing stuff into the laundry basket, you know, to put in the car. And anyways, so we're going to head over to Grandma's for Christmas dinner. And therefore, that's it for this week's show, because I got to have a nap before we head off in the car, where I'll have another nap before we get to Grandma's. And hopefully the treat pie table at Grandma's house is unguarded so I can gorge myself on pumpkin pie and apple pie and, if I'm really lucky, maybe even some of them cookies, but usually they keep the cookies well guarded, so you can't have any because they're god-awful chimps. But, and what's the other thing? I guess my mom and my dad are going to be calling later. You know what, I'm sure the standard Christmas conversation with dad is going to be the same as every year, you know. Keep the thermostat at 30 degrees. Beat the crap out of any chimp who gets in your way. And if your neighbors get a snake, burn their house down. Make it look like insurance fraud. You know, the standard conversations that we always have. But mom will be calling, and I'm going to be trying to get mom to yell at Georgie over the whole power outage thing and hopefully make Georgie cry. But anyways, we'll see how that goes. Point is, that's it for this week's show, because like I said, I go have a little nap. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. If your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely, send them outside in -8 with no power. And then you can go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes, stream it there or whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Merry Chimpmas and all that. Bye.